Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, this is already the broadcast for, what, April 1, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, our goal is to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for our guide. Wow, folks, I'm telling you what, right now, I guess Kurt's with me. Hi, Kurt. Let's get Kurt on the mic here. Pot him right up. Go. Hi, Kurt. All right, we lost Kurt. I'll try to figure out how to get a hold of Kurt, too.
No, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, all right. Welcome, sir.
Was buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I normally don't go to you that quick, and I know I caught you off guard, but here's the deal. I've just decided that we ought to just quit the program. Just shut it off. Just absolutely turn it off. What do you think? Should we just do that? Turn it off?
It'll be a lot quieter for both of us and give us a lot of extra time, you know, on our hands. But then, you know, we hope there's something we provide that's of use.
Just shut it all down, man. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
nobody needs it,
power,
likes it, wants it, whatever.
Would save power.
That's right.
Audio.
We seek to pull down power anyway, Kurt.
Yeah. Good point.
You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. Isn't it April Fool's Day, Kurt, for crying out loud?
It is.
So how do we say it? We're just fooling?
Okay.
Just kidding. Just joshing. Just playing. We're not taking down anything, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to absolutely ratchet it up another stratosphere notch or five. Is that how you say it, a notch or five? We're just going to rock
That'd
and roll
work.
And tear it up and do the very best we can. Well into the future, every day, day in and day out, do the hard work, the heavy lifting, whatever you want to call it, of taking care of liberty. It's a sacred responsibility, and there ain't no fooling, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah, even if we get home really late, you know, we'll be here, you know, et cetera, right?
That's just how we roll, literally. We rolled into town, ladies and gentlemen, back into the studio at about 2:30, 2:45 in the morning. Got a couple hours of shut-eye, and we're up and ready to rock and roll, brother. That's just how we do it. So we'll give you an update on the trip first. Well, let's just do a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, brought to you by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is your answer. Let's talk about hour one. Sam and Kirk broadcast live from the road on the way to Carson City, Nevada. Discussion of states' rights and the proper role of limited government based on the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founders. Hour two yesterday, we talked about this crash pilot, and I guess he was a psychiatric patriot. Let me start over. Psychiatric patient, and I guess he planned the big, they call it a gesture. What, gesture of death? Anyway, they say he had a small mountain of antidepressants in his apartment. We knew there'd be psychotropic drugs involved somehow. There always is. There's always a whacked out psychiatrist or psychologist or something around also. Have you noticed that? We talked about to gain the upper hand, Amazon disrupts itself. Amazon is making changes. They're growing, but they're losing money, and they're working on ways to change that game. We all talked about a 1,000-year-old remedy. And even the mainstream press is talking about this, Kurt. But as you wisely mentioned, they left out an ingredient when we heard the mainstream press talk about it. So I don't know where they're getting their news. But it's a 1,000-year-old onion, garlic, and what do they call it? Cow bile? Kills
MSRA. That's right.
MSRA.
It's part of the,
Or MRSA.
Well, MRSA. Yeah, it kills MRSA.
Yep.
But, it includes the... What, onion leeks, they said, you know. Now, leeks are L-E-E-K-S, you know, which is basically kind of an onion kind of a deal.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, the mainstream press not putting all the ingredients in there for some strange reason. We talked about government schools are now charging kids to go on the government school bus. Just another way to try to fleece the economy. You know, everybody says the economy is doing awesome, but everybody in their own personal sphere is hurting in the economy, including government schools. They don't even have enough money to bus the kids around. So, you know, you got to buy a bus pass after you send your kids to the government schools. It's crazy. We also talked about Cablevision to make a buck. Well, they're going to make a buck offer for New York Daily News. They say that the only reason it's a dollar, even though there's serious assets there, there's a big expensive printing press, for example, is because the thing's been losing money hand over fist. And what about all those losses they got to cover? And my response is, hey, the new media is taking center stage. Don't you guys get it yet? One failed company. I mean, look, Cablevision, that's a failed TV service. Everybody's unplugging, aren't they? Cablevision is going to buy a newspaper. Both of them are, you know, two companies, two failing companies getting together to what, fail bigger, Kurt? What do you think the strategy would be with that?
Yep, well, you know, it's kind of like when the Federal Reserve says we got to print more money to help the economy. You know?
Yeah, good point. McDonald's starts what they call table service in Germany. They got these iPads where you can order on the iPads and do all these cool things with digital technology. And, you know, it's amazing to me that fast food nowadays costs, for the most part, just as much as sitting down at a restaurant. Maybe not quite, but it's getting closer every day. In my opinion, that's starting to make the fast food restaurants even more unsustainable than most of them already were in the first place. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Sam and Kurt took care of business yesterday. It was incredible, if you ask me. We were able to go be with Ammon Bundy and Cliven Bundy. And we were in Reno, Nevada, and we went to a rally. I shouldn't say Reno. We were in Carson City, Nevada. That's the state capital, by the way. We went to the Capitol building, and we were with Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy and several other people, and we had a rally. I got the opportunity to speak at the rally. Kurt, you want to just kind of catch people up on my comments a little bit?
Well, you know, as always, Sam says some things to make people think, and, you know, told a little story, you know, basically about somebody who, you know, what they did or whatever, and how it proved a point, and, you know, people listened. People enjoyed Sam's comments. I'm pretty sure that if they were going to vote for who they wanted to hear again, that he'd be on top of the list. And, you know, there was a good group of folks around. And you're talking about the rally part.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
Sam?
Then we had a few and protesters try to disrupt everything, Kurt. We dealt with those folks, I thought, quite well. What do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, it's... freedom of speech zone, I guess you'd call it, what we were in.
I offered my card to all the protesters so we could put them on the radio.
That's right. He was not very receptive to that offer, though.
No. Yeah, I still made the gentlemanly gesture, nevertheless, sir. That's just how we roll around here,
you
know?
Mm-hmm.
Following the Prince of Peace, you know? Let them say what they want to say. So we did that. Anyway, after the rally, I got the chance to, Kurt was with me, and we basically quizzed down a, news babe, Kurt?
That's right. That's what that would have been. And
Kurt took the lady apart limb by limb, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how I do that. But anyway, she had very little, if any, real, foundation, my opinion of what she stood for, but she's kind of like Congress when they will stand for re-election, but, you know, pretty much nothing else.
Good point. So. You know, I basically started out and said, ma'am, I want to interview you. You like to run around and put a camera in everybody's face. I like to interview you, ask you some questions. We're here about land rights, and you're asking everybody about land and trying to go back to the beginning and understand land battles and everything else. And I'd like to know, you know, what do you know about land rights? And she basically started out by saying, I don't really know anything. But I'm not an attorney, and I'm not a rocket scientist, and I'm not a whatever. And she basically just said, I don't know anything. Right, Kurt? Isn't that about what she said?
Well, she didn't want to really say that she was less than knowledgeable, and yet several times she mentioned that she's not a, you know, like you say, an attorney, and yet she's, you know, brighter minds will have to figure this out. But what she's really saying is that she didn't really want to debate you about that.
She's really saying how close. She finally said, Sam, you're on A and I'm on B, and we're just not even talking about the same thing. And so then I said, why don't you quit talking about B and stick on A with me then? You know, now, if you want to go to B
it's
later, we can talk about that.
It's a man-woman thing, I figured.
You're telling me that, what? She was on Venus, and I was on Mars, Curtis. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, or some farther planet, maybe.
Good point. All I'm telling you is a very strange conversation. And then I finally, I mean, we went around the bar in a while, and then I finally said, listen to me. Do you believe the federal government derives its just power from the consent of the governed? And she hesitated and didn't want to really admit. She finally admitted that. Then she knew the conversation was going downhill, so she decided to, what would you say, Kurt, disengage?
Well, she needed to be somewhere else, and that's just how it was.
Yeah, she sure needed to right then, that's for sure. All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use on your radio. I'll tell you about the hearing coming up.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, it is Liberty Roundtable, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, there's one product that I use. It's a Zengo product. It's called Elevive, and it stands for Elevate Life. And I'm telling you right now, if there's a product that I believe to be on the top of your natural health and healing remedies that you ought to have, it is indeed Elevate Life or Elevive. I'm telling you right now, you can get a hold of Kurt, you can talk to him about it, he can talk to you about the 52% less depression and all the positive aspects of this thing. But I'm just telling you right now, you take it and you'll notice tremendous results. Now, what happened to me, it's kind of fascinating. I took the product and didn't think that it mattered much. I'm just like, Kurt, this thing's all right, but it doesn't do anything for me, you know? But what happened is when I stopped enjoying the natural health and healing supplement, that's when I realized that it did matter. I found out that I had better multitasking capabilities, which I desperately need, by the way, in my line of work and do what I do. And I found that when I was not taking the supplement, I noticed it more than when I was. So I noticed the negative results of not taking it more than I realized the positive results of taking it. See, it's kind of the way we are in life, huh? When something awesome happens, sometimes you don't really recognize it or give credit where credit's due oftentimes. But if something bad's going on, it's like, hey, what's going on around here, right? Well, that's kind of how I was. I started taking LV, and I'm just like, oh, that's all good. I'm Sam Bushman, man. I'm multitasking, capable, happening, dude. Like, oh, well, not really, right? But then, anyway, when I stopped enjoying the supplement, then I'm like, man, I realize this thing's making a lot of difference for me. Extra hours in the workday and more. You want to learn about it? It's called El Aviv. Ask Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. All right, so anyway, after the rally that we had in Carson City, Nevada yesterday, and after Sam spoke, and then we quizzed down the news babe, and she kind of proved her ignorance, I made sure she had my card and all that kind of stuff, and you know, she was very nice. She was polite, though. Right, Kurt? I'm going to give her credit. She was very polite. And besides my hard questioning, I was polite also, I think. But I did, I really, you know, these news babes run around act. What I don't like is they have these talking points that they almost follow about the points they want to make or the way they want to manipulate people into the media. But yet, I want to know what they really know. You know what? Let's turn the tables on them a little bit. And it was kind of interesting to really experience. After that, we took off and headed into the hearing. Kurt, do you want to update everybody on the hearing? First off, we walked into a packed room, huh?
Yes, there was almost standing room only. There were some kind folks that gave up a couple of chairs for us. And, you know, typically when Sam goes into the room, the women all try to take good care of him. And, you know, that's just how it works. So they want to make sure that he's comfortable and that happened.
But let me make it very clear that me and my wife are grateful for their kindness. Just saying.
Yes, there were remote locations or remote viewing going on of this event in other places. We were in Carson City, Nevada. There were also folks in Las Vegas and Elko, if I remember right. And, you know, these folks were participating via, technology there. And so you want me to tell them about what you had to say, too?
Well, yeah. First off, there were several people that had the opportunity to testify. Ammon Bundy was one of them, and he did a tremendous... I'd like to start out with that, Kurt, because I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of good testimony. Rick Dalton, vice president, executive vice president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, was with us. He testified, did a great job. I testified. I felt like my comments were spot on to a great degree as well. But, Kurt, I'm going to have to tell you that if you want my humble opinion of everything that happened that day yesterday, I was so proud of Ammon Bundy, I couldn't believe it. You want to start there, Kurt? I think it was the best speech of the day. What do you think?
Well, you know, the issue, ladies and gentlemen, is about land and, whose land is it and all that kind of stuff. And, it was amazing to see how Mr. Bundy, he basically started reading from Genesis about how God basically wanted man to have dominion over the earth and that he was to take care of it. I mean, it was it's a very good spot, very good point. That's going on, this is scripture, and it looked as if for at least a few seconds or so that the government, leaders would not let that continue on. There was some whispering about, oh man, I think he's actually reading from scripture right here in the halls.
Those people were not exactly even knowing what to do with him. I mean, I'm telling you right now, right when he started talking about God and stuff like that and started quoting scripture right there to the legislature, it was being entered into the record, it was being recorded and everything else. I'm telling you right now, a lot of these people turned, these representatives and stuff started turning to each other going, hey, is this okay? Can he be doing this stuff? You know, it was actually quite, It was a delight to see, if you ask me, Kurt. It was just cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I appreciated being able to hear it. You know, it was spot on, because here's God basically after the creation of the earth in Genesis, talking about resting, and then how man, you know, is to have dominion over the earth and to care for it, etc. And, you know, it's to care for him, you know, it's pretty, I guess you could say you can't get much of a higher authority, as in my opinion. You know, government sometimes wants to play a higher role, but it's just not going to happen. You know, where Genesis chapter 1, God creates the earth and the heavens, you know, and all that, and you got God creating man and woman, and then he's supposed to have dominion over all things, and he's commanded to multiply and fill the earth. So, you know, that's all part of the whole whose land is it? You know, in my opinion, it was a good job.
Yes, he did a tremendous job. And I also want to kind of mention, he was so humble. He delivered his message. It was absolutely spot on. When those people didn't know what to do, they finally interrupted him and said, "Mr. Bundy, you're out of time," or whatever. And he was so humble. He said, "Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time." And what was fascinating about the rally, hearing, in my opinion, right when the hearing started, they knew it was a packed room only. They knew that this was kind of a, I don't know if I dare say, hair trigger topic. But they knew that there was kind of a frustration on both sides. And so the lady kind of started out, and she's like, "Hey, I want this thing to remain peaceful. I want everybody to be kind to one another." Kurt, I would say this, through the whole hearing that I saw, every bit of it, everybody was actually very respectful, very kind. There was a few people that clapped. I was one of them for certain speeches and certain comments that were made, which I'm not so sure that you're supposed to do that. I think it kind of violates the Robert's Rules of Order thing. But there was a few of us that clapped because we were just so happy to hear what we were hearing. It just kind of spontaneously occurred, really. It wasn't that we were trying to cause an issue. But everybody was absolutely very polite and respectful. Everybody, you know, when they were told that it was the end of their time, you know, they had to have a time. And in fairness, the time limit's appropriate. There's so many people that want to speak or whatever. But I thought that they handled themselves well. Everybody on both sides of the issue. I felt like the legislators and those who were kind of running the meeting and everything, or the hearing, I thought everybody was pretty fair, pretty respectful to one another. And I thought it was ran. I was just pleased with that too, Kurt. Weren't you? Didn't you feel like that went well?
Yeah, it was, you know, a good meeting. One of the, you know, highlights was someone brought up the fact that you typically go to meetings like this and listen, and then, they appear to listen, but they don't really hear what you say. And they just go ahead and move forward. And that, they were talking about the BLM, and, you know, I mean, to me, we've seen that forever, haven't we, Sam?
I hear that. We'll talk a little bit more, because I want to talk about, after Ammon Bundy's comments, I made some comments. Kurt will brief you on that. Then Rick Dalton made some incredible comments about this bill that's before the Nevada legislature. It's HB 408, or AB 408.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. This half hour is brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports products. That's T-E-T-O-N, TetonSports.com. So we're talking about this hearing that we attended in Carson City, Nevada, with Ammon Bundy and crew. And I was so pleased at how it turned out. I thought everybody was respectful to one another. I thought everybody was decent and polite. That was impressive. But I want to get to the comments that Rick Dalton, he is Executive Vice President of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Donate today if you can. Anyway, Rick Dalton, in my opinion, Kurt, hit it out of the park with his comments as well. Do you want to brief everybody on his comments? They were just tremendous.
Well, you know, he talked about the bill as basically being a number of things. One of them, he talked about it being a job bill because, it was pointed out several times, for example, the difference between Nevada that is supposed to have, nearly 86% of its property controlled and managed, and I use those words because that's what they use, in this case, by the federal government versus, say, North Dakota that has, 3% of its ground, in the same situation. And, he brought out the fact that, hey, just imagine how many more people can go to work, how many more people can, be really doing something on that ground made by God, versus having it all tied up by the federal government.
Yes, and he basically talked about how it was a jobs bill. It was a put Nevada on the map when it comes to using our resources appropriately bill. The way that Rick phrased it, in my opinion, was just excellent. It just talked about the prosperity that can happen when states use their own resources, have control of their own land. And one of the questions that was brought up, Kurt, with regards to this states' rights bill, AB Alpha Bravo 408, was, you know, they said, hey, how can we afford to do this? It's expensive. We can't really shift control or, you know, the expenses to the state. And how are we going to afford that? And I kind of got up and made my point, one of them anyway, which was, hey, first off, if we're going to talk about affordability, the federal government can't afford it. Those folks are $18 trillion in debt. Don't you think the state of Nevada ought to have a crack at it? Kind of an idea. That was one point to be made. And the comparison was made. I made that it was, hey, you know, are we going to depend on the PILT money? Or are we going to depend on the natural resources side of the discussion? To me, the only way that PILT can be paid, Kurt, in logic is kind of like a way a business would run, would be that if you bring in more money than PILT can provide, then you keep the difference and you send the PILT money along the way. You say, what's PILT payment in lieu of taxes? I submit to you that the taxes from the land, the resources from the land, can provide not only the proper role of government monies needed to where the state of Nevada could get off the dole, but it'll provide the private sector plenty of finances and money, and a lot of this could be turned into private land. And you wouldn't need PILT funding. You'd have resource, natural resources money and real taxes funding. And no doubt that money's got to dwarf the PILT money, or there's no way the feds could pass that through in the first place anyway. And then somebody else got up and talked about that for every dollar that is spent, the BLM gets $4, Kurt. And so anyway, there was a lot of incredible comments made. I was really pleased at the comments people made and the way everybody went about their comments. Kurt, I don't know if you know about the, what is it called? The Reno Gazette Journal. Anyway, the Reno Gazette Journal, Kurt, has an article on the event. Mm-hmm. And you might want to look that up, and then we can read that, you know?
Yeah, I have it here.
All right, good.
You know, there's a number of, you know, stories, even the L.A. Times chiming in, but the Reno Gazette Journal said, Clive and Bundy and supporters demonstrate in favor of AB 408. And it shows a picture of Cliven with his, some folks call him his bodyguard there, and then some other folks carrying some signs, from the event yesterday. And you can go through and watch some of the different, or see some of the different pictures. You know, it shows Cliven pledging allegiance, shows the one individual that wanted to raise a sign. His sign had a picture of an Indian chief, and it said, Bundy, get off my property. There were, in fact, they got a couple of big pictures of that, you know, whereas you'd think there was a whole bunch of signs around. There was only one of those, and I don't even see pictures of all the other signs. Shows him entering the, you know, legislative building. It shows him with his little pocket constitution. I don't know if you'd say it was well covered by them, but they were there. I don't see much of what they had to say, except for I see the printed pictures.
It seems to me, though, that on one hand, they might not have given us a fair shake in terms of what we really stand for.
Yeah.
In other words, they say we demonstrate. I don't know that we really demonstrated. We had a little rally, and then we actually went into the hearing, and it's kind of disappointing to me that they don't talk about that we testified at the hearing.
Don't really see any real written article except for little captions by each picture. For example, the first one says, Embattled Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy Middle arrives at the Nevada State Legislature Building, Carson City, to demonstrate in favor of SB. It says SB 408, and it should be AB because it's the assembly.
So AB stands for Assembly Bill, not Senate Bill like SB would be.
That's right. And they put that again on their next one. So they kind of made a mistake there on their printing. Then it shows them battled Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy left to address the crowd after arriving at the Nevada State Legislature.
But I just want to make a point here, too. Kurt. What if they said the embattled BLM?
Yeah, good point.
I mean, you know, again, it's a swipe, isn't it?
Yeah, and it says Native American activist Torque Rains. He was kind of torqued off. He holds up a sign as Bundy speaks. You know, Bundy, you know, Mr. Bundy, offered to, you know, let him, you know, have his words or whatever. But and he even offered his hand, but Mr. Torque didn't want to do that. Shows a picture of him kind of dealing with it, where it says he was confronted by Torque Rains while addressing. He was confronted because he came up and just stuck his sign up in front of everybody else that was there. I mean, it's like you got a family picnic and somebody comes in and sits right down in the middle of it with their deal and makes, you know, I mean, it was, in my opinion, he was not well-mannered. But, you know, I mean, I suppose...
Well, frankly, he was flat-out rude, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Now, I get that the Indians had the land before we did, and I get that land rights become quite messy fast, and, you know, I get a lot of that. But I'll tell you this. The Bundys and several people there tried to make friends with the Indians, tried to explain that we want to work together to protect their rights. Also, there were several olive branches that were offered. I was one of them. Went over and tried to shake the Indians' hand and give them my card and said, I understand. You know, your feelings on it. I'd like to give you some airtime to talk about your position. We are true friends of yours. And the guy wouldn't even shake my hand, Kurt. And I felt kind of bad about that. I just kind of felt like, man.
Yeah, I was thinking about if you had a sign up, you know, where this guy has a sign that says, Bundy, get off my land, you know, talking about the Indian. I was thinking about, what about a sign that just said, whose land was it before even the Indians? You know,
well, and that's the problem with the land rights. They do get messy. And at some point, we're going to have to look forward, not backwards. And looking forward, how do we appropriately protect rights for all? And how do we look forward with who would be the best stewards of the land? Because you're not going to solve if you go back and back and back, and we don't even know whose land it was when. I mean, really, when you get back to it, it's God's land, right, Kurt?
That's the point. Yeah, good point.
It's a great point. And that's kind of, you know, the battle that we have going on. Well, anyway, I got a couple more tidbits on this. Then we'll get into other news of the day. But we felt like this was a critical road trip. We felt like we really did a good job, though. We felt like we accomplished something. Matt Shea testified. We'll talk about that, too. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2. 800-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, do you need more energy in the day? All right, you can take the scientifically backed free vigor test now. Get a hold of Kurt. He'll tell you all about it. And then with natural health and healing solutions, you can improve your vigor, your energy, your zest for life. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. We're talking about our update on the Carson City, Nevada road trip with Cliven and Ammon Bundy and crew. Cliven, Bundy, and supporters, they say demonstrate on behalf or in favor of AB 408. The CSPOA, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, stands with the Bundys and for states' rights. Sam has the opportunity to speak at the rally and testify before the Nevada Legislative Committee on behalf of the CSPOA. Incredible time was had. I think we really had a tremendous impact for good. We'll see how this turns out, Kurt, but I really feel good about our efforts. And the whole proceedings started off, Kurt. We were able to get Matt Shea, legislator from Washington, constitutional attorney, land rights expert, on the remote testifying docket, and he testified. And a lot of the congressional reps there had the opportunity to ask Matt Shea questions. I'm telling you right now, Matt Shea hit it out of the park too, Kurt. He provided the legal framework for an appropriate discussion. They asked him some hard questions, and he doubled down and delivered like no other. Matt Shea was in fine form for the event as well, sir. Any comments on Matt Shea?
Well, the fact is, he's a constitutional attorney. And that means, in this case, it actually means an attorney who understands and is versed on the principles of the Constitution, not a constitutional attorney by just kind of like words or printing on a paper, but he really knows what he's talking about. He's a state legislature in the legislator in the state of Washington. They're dealing with these same issues there. I think the way he said, what, 30% or so of that state was controlled by the federal government. So they're, you know, already dealing with this. And, you know, he provided answers, solutions, I mean, it was a great setup.
It was phenomenal.
Sam, you did great work.
Now, Utah is 70%+ stolen federal ground is the best way to describe it, right?
Yep. Good point.
And I say stolen because, look, it's not – there's equal footing clauses that Matt Shea referred to. You know, we need to understand the federal government only has authority to own land with the consent of the governed. I mean, that's in – harmony with the Declaration of Independence. The states have to give consent according to the Constitution for the government to have any ground. And then after consent, the land must be purchased at a fair price. And then after that, only to be used for an enumerated list of reasons. Dockyards and that kind of stuff. Very little reasons the federal government, that list is pretty short, Kurt, when it comes to the reasons the federal government can own land.
You know, you remember hearing about the term temporary, and we've all heard of the temporary tax that started in 1913 with the income tax. You know, been going over 100 years, that temporary tax. And, you know, they talked about how that Nevada had this temporary agreement with the federal government. And here's the way this temporary agreement kind of gets down to the kitchen table for me. Imagine if you and a buddy were in business and you had this agreement that said, hey, you know, we're going to buy these 100 acres, and right off you get 14 of them and I get 86 of them, or, you know, your partner gets 86.
Actually, it was 16 and 84, though.
Oh, sorry.
That's the Nevada reality, is the point.
You know, and but this is only temporary because, you know, in a short time, I'll turn them over to you.
Well, we just want you to get on your feet as a partner. So we're going to do this temporarily just so you can get up, you know, get on your feet and stuff. Right, Kurt?
That's right. And then 150 years later, you're still kind of under this temporary agreement, you know. So, you know, it just doesn't carry much water, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's really what the discussion is about when it comes to land rights, too, Curtis. Water, speaking of that. So your point's well taken.
Good
the
point.
Battle rage is on, ladies and gentlemen. I pray and expect the states to start asserting themselves over these land rights issues more and more and more, because this PILT money is pennies on the dollar, and it's a sellout. And the lockup by the environmentalists and others, the federal government, of these resources is really, really tanking the economy. In many of these locales and states, et cetera. And I expect a sea change to happen. You know, they say necessity is the mother of invention, and necessity here is driving the issue. So the CSPOA stands for Property Rights with the Bundys. Sam has the opportunity to speak at the rally and testify before the Nevada Legislative Committee. I was able to testify on behalf of the CSPOA, so was Rick Dalton. Now, Kurt, speaking of temporary control of land and temporary taxes, as you wisely compared it, looks like Utah political leaders are now trying to push Congress to okay web sales tax. That's according to the Deseret News article. Deseret News' Dennis Romboy writes the article. They say politicians joined national, state, all kinds of leaders in Washington, D.C. several weeks ago to urge Congress to pass an internet sales tax. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, a Democrat, and State Senator Kurt Bramble of Provo, Utah, well, they're pushing for legislation that would require online retailers to follow the same sales tax collection tactics of brick-and-mortar stores. And Utah is one of the first states to push, said Kurt Bramble. And what do you think, Kurt? Why would Utah do that? I guess they just want more money, huh, Kurt?
Well, you know, they, I mean, by the way, you know, if you and I count for members of the state, we're certainly not pushing for that tax.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. How do you define members of the state? See, that's just those bureaucrats that are elected. Let me give you a case in point.
That's right.
It turns out that the National Conference of State Legislatures, National League of Cities, and National Governors Associations are really pushing for this. And Bramble, this Kurt guy that I mentioned, he's the National Conference of State Legislatures president-elect. And Becker is involved in the League of Cities big time. That's the mayor of Salt Lake. Herbert, that's Gary Herbert, governor of Utah, will become the National Governors Association chairman. So, Kurt, the reason they're pushing for all this is because they're all tied into all these conflicting organizations. See, instead of looking out for Utah or for Salt Lake City or for Provo or for whatever municipality you're supposed to be looking out for, these guys have all these entangling alliances. They say Becker, Bramble, and other leaders are scheduled to, what, rally on Capitol Hill? Yeah.
You know, and one comment about this, they, you know, this is how you get the those leadership roles. You agree to grow the size of government, grow, you know, government taxation, et cetera, you know, in defiance, in my opinion, of, well, the same people who voted you in. But the government bureaucrats and all their minions, they like to see that government's going to grow, and they want somebody from the supposed most conservative state in the union to lead this effort.
Now, what it takes, Kurt, is good people to stand up against it. There's only one guy that gets mentioned in this article as being against it. I mean, every government leader's on the planet's for it, pushing, 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 pushing. And then you find out that you have all these entangling alliances that, in my opinion, really become a conflict of interest scenario. But that's, you know, let's set that aside for a second. Against this push for a internet sales tax at the federal level by the state of Utah representatives and officials, the guy that stood up against it is none other than our buddy at Overstock.com. Remember the CEO over there? He went on record as against it.
Patrick Burns, you're talking about?
That's right, yep. Patrick Burns, nice guy, a friend of ours. We've met him a couple of times, think he's a good guy. He was the one that went on record as standing against this congressional sales tax, Kurt. Big online company in the state of Utah, too.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I found that fascinating. Any other tidbits on this before the end of the hour, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's a tax is basically a way to kill something or to weaken it. And, you know, that's bureaucrats, you know, if they don't understand it now, I don't know if they'll ever understand it, but they always want more money.
If their real quest is parity, as they suggest, Kurt, then there's two ways to go about it. You could raise taxes on the internet guys, or you could lower taxes on the brick and mortar. So I submit that lowering taxes on the brick-and-mortar folks might create parity as well. And that would create parity not only with the businesses online and brick-and-mortar, but it would also create parity for the American people because the American people would win that way. See, this way everybody loses, Kurt. But if you were to reduce taxes on the brick-and-mortar companies, then everybody would win, including we, the people, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Just
a government that, you know, serves we, the people.
Man, unheard of. Right? It reminds me of Fiddler on the Roof. Unheard of. Absurd. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. Always on your radio. By the way, you want to turn your phone into a radio? Tell your friends how to do this as well. It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. All right, if you want to donate, click on Help Us Grow at our website, libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio, free, unique columnist content, and more available now, libertyroundtable.com. For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, are you going to get involved and help? This nation shall endure.